This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, August 10th. While the beef supply brings prices down on Thursday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
First factor for cattle, very strong U.S. dollar, and the fact that Australia, one of the worst droughts since the early 80s, that could spark a big jump in imports of beef into the U.S. Second factor, beef prices right now are very similar to beef prices that we saw at this time of the year in 2017. And in 2016, the trend was down in both of the last 2 years, and don't see any reason we shouldn't expect beef prices to continue on down over the near term, especially with the hot and muggy weather and the seasonality for the market to break.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 5.5 at 563.75. September corn was down 2 at 368.75. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day up 6, ranging from 612 to 628. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were down 5.75, ranging from 683.5 to 688.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were down 3, ranging from 719.75 to 729.75. Live cattle for August were down $1.57.5 at 108.30. August feeder cattle were down $1.30 at 149.32.5. And August Class 3 milk was up 11 cents at 14.97.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.